This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com. This is the Adam Gold Show.
We have been doing a tour of NFL cities. We did Inglewood. Inglewood was yesterday, right?
No.
Well, I don't remember what was yesterday. No, it was Cincinnati.
Oh, Cincinnati, yes.
Somebody was mad at me because I didn't, I can't believe you don't like Cincinnati chili. It has nothing to do with chili.
No.
I'm sure the chili is fine. Just leave the spaghetti out of it. We don't need it.
Hey, that's when you use the Fritos. That's where the Fritos come in handy.
That's very good, actually.
Chili and Fritos.
That's when I will take like a tortilla chip and rather than use a spoon.
Yes.
Use the tortilla
chip. Put some cheese on it?
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
I'm down. In the fall, of course.
Dennis has taken time out of making homemade focaccia to to join us to do another profile of an NFL city. It looked very good. Dennis, if you go to at the fan rookie on Twitter, Dennis has taken to tweeting out pictures of home creations. So good for
yes.
you.
Yes.
Good
it's
for you.
It's very delicious, by the way. I know you're jealous.
Have you have you done anything other than cook, read comic books, and play video games in your second day off?
Well, today, no. That's the only thing. Actually, today I did watch, there's a new docuseries on Netflix about Woodstock 1999 and just how a complete disaster that it was.
The second Woodstock, right?
Well, actually, technically the third. There was one in 94, actually, that did not go well either because the weather was terrible.
Right.
But, yeah, this was a, like, trying to revitalize Woodstock.
So Woodstock 3, Woodstock 2, Woodstock 3, were that better than Firefest? Didn't Fire...
Probably not, actually.
Wasn't Firefest a complete disaster?
Well, Firefest was a complete farce.
It was a farce,
so,
yes.
I guess it was better than Firefest because it actually happened.
Right.
So, I don't know. But it's a pretty interesting documentary to go watch. It's only three parts. You can watch it all in one sitting if you want to. But I definitely recommend checking it out. It was quite wild to see, especially since it happened in 99 and there was no social media back then. I can only imagine if something like that happened today, you know, how fast we would know about it, how fast we'd see it. I recommend checking that out.
Well, 99 was also pre-camera phone, wasn't it?
Yeah, maybe if you had a camera on your flip phone, if you had one, maybe.
Did flip phones have cameras?
I don't know if they did in 99, to be honest.
I had one of the silver bullet flip phones, like the, I think it was a Motorola flip phone. I had one of those until like 2004.
Okay.
Something like that, 2003.
Yes.
I don't know. My son is 13 years old. Parents will understand this. This is actually good parenting. And he's been bugging us for a phone. So there were going to be pockets during the summer where he was going to be somewhere by himself. Mm-hmm. And we need to reach him, or he needs to be able to reach us. And I did not... We don't want him to get a smartphone yet. So we got him a burner flip phone.
Nice.
Yes.
He's mortified.
Did you get him a razor? Motorola razor? Is that what you get?
Mortified.
That's what I had. I had a track phone. And
that's
I
what
had
he has.
A summer
basically
job.
What he has.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had a summer job and I had to buy the minutes myself. So I appreciated them.
I bought his minutes. But he is so embarrassed by the phone that he doesn't even take it. The phone's in the house. He won't use it. I'm like, I need to reach you. He goes, I don't care. I'm not taking it. He does not want to take it. Doesn't want to take it. Sad.
Maybe you can find an old like iPad or an iPod Touch. You know, you
can
give
him
one of those so he can, you know, connect on Wi-Fi and iMessage you.
Gosh, it's embarrassing. All right, tell him, take me to where we're going, to Chicago. And by the way, Victoria is grading you. And
I am.
And she's not grading you on a curve. I just want to make you.
Because
you're grading me all. Wait, when did grades start coming in?
Well, I've been there. And you volunteered to do Chicago because I could totally handle it. So I have to make sure that you're hitting the right places.
Pressure.
Okay.
Just a little right, pressure on you, Dennis. No, that's pressure. All.
I, too, have been to Chicago, so I completely understand.
I have not been to Chicago.
Oh, well, it's a very large city. Now, we're going to keep things...
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. We are talking retirement. Coach, let's say I have more than $1 million balance in my 401k.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. How can that actually come back and bite me?
Well, because, and this is a thing that we it's a mirage. You see mirages. I've ridden in the desert before. You see what's water ahead, but it's not there. Well, your financial mirage is thinking that that total balance in your 401k or your IRA is yours. We have two people that want to get a hold of it, two uncles, Uncle North Carolina and Uncle Sam.
Right.
Both of them are going to do some damage to that balance. Depending on what kind of other income you have, you could lose 40% of your value. So if you're looking at $1 million IRA, maybe it's only worth $600,000 to you. So how do we get around this? Well, you don't get around it because you end up in jail if you try to do that.
But I see.
You can do tax planning to minimize the effect of taxation into the future. The tax train is coming, Adam. We need to make sure to minimize the effect of the derailment of our financial accounts. And for the next 10 people, we'll do it at no cost or obligation. Put together your very own tax and retirement plan.
800-661-7383 or text Adam to 21000 for Coach Pete DeRuiter.
Relatively close to Soldier Field. It's a little bit more on the north side of the city because the city is so vast and large. But we are staying in Chicago proper. Now, there are definitely things that you need to go do in Chicago. For example, you got to go to Second City or go see stand-up or improv or sketch shows. That's a lot of these comedy theaters in Chicago. They're all over the place. Second City being the biggest one. Improv Olympia was a big one, IO Theater, but that closed down during the pandemic and they have not reopened. If I remember correctly, Upright Citizens Brigade actually had a theater there as well, but I think they also shut their location down in Chicago. But Second City is still thriving. That's where you see a lot of the up-and-comers that you see on Saturday Night Live or writers for a lot of shows. That's where they come from, is through Second City.
Do you remember SCTV?
I remember, but I can't say I watched.
SCTV gave us, now I don't know if it was based in Chicago or not, but SCTV gave us John Candy, Eugene Levy, Rick,
I think that was
Rick Moranis.
Toronto.
Right, it was.
The Toronto location.
But that was for people who were really into SNL, which also has a star-studded list of incredible performers. SCTV was a pretty good number two.
Yeah, a lot of big artists such as or actors, actresses such as I know Steve Carell, Mike Myers, they've all come through Second City. I think Amy Poehler, before she started Upright Citizens Brigade, came through Second City as well, or maybe she went through IO Theater. But that was, I mean, it still is the hotbed for comedy is actually coming through Chicago. So if you go to Chicago, you have to go see some sort of improv or sketch show or stand up in Chicago for sure. But also you got to hit the big spots. You got to go to Navy Pier. You got to go to Sears Tower. You got to see the green water on St. Patrick's Day. And you have to swing by Loyola Chicago and see Sister Jean. You have to do that.
Do
make
I really?
Sure you get that done soon.
Do I really have to go see Sister Jean?
Yes. Yes,
Gosh.
You do. These are staple things to do in Chicago.
I just wait for a basketball game?
You can. Go to a basketball game at Loyola Chicago. Absolutely. Why wouldn't you go there? Now, nearby Soldier Field, believe it or not, there's actually a planetarium. Adler Planetarium. So it's right there on the water. I don't know how many planetariums there are that still exist, but it's a little bit different to do there in Chicago.
Don't we have a good planetarium at UNC? They're great planetarium.
I believe we do, actually.
And,
I believe so.
I have been to the planetarium in New York City.
Okay.
I used to go see Laser Floyd, Laser Zeppelin, all the time when I was a high school student.
Yes.
Laser Zeppelin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell me more.
No, it's basically space laser show to Zeppelin music.
I've seen the Pink Floyd one, so I can at least say it's a good one.
It's great.
All right. I need to go see this.
You'd like it, Dennis. You'd be all over it.
Absolutely. A big Zeppelin fan.
Absolutely.
I'd absolutely love to go see it. You also need to go check out. It's not too far from Soldier Field. The Museum of Broadcast Communications. Adam, this is the field that we work in. You got to go see the Museum of Broadcast Communications.
I'm never going to be there, so I don't want to go.
Oh, okay, that's fair. But they actually do have, I was looking it up, they actually have set pieces and a lot of wardrobes from a lot of big shows. Like from Wayne's World, they have some set pieces and some stuff from there as well. It's awesome. A lot of different movie sets. So honestly, I would go check it out for that reason, is to see a lot of these different things. So that is something that I would actually enjoy doing a lot. Now, hopefully Victoria's not grading me on a curve because there's a lot of donut shops
there are
in Chicago. lot of donut
Why
chocolate.
Not?
This is actually really, really hard to try and narrow down to one.
Where are we going?
We're going to Beacon Donuts.
Beacon, B-E-A-C-O-N?
Actually, yeah. So I'm going to actually give us two options. Because the city's so large, I'm going to give you a north side. I'm going to give you a south side. So Beacon Donuts is a little bit more on the north side. I know there's Stan's Donuts and Coffee. There's a place called Fire Cakes as well. Obviously, don't go to Dunkin' or some stooge place like
I
that.
I just don't understand why you're knocking Dunkin' Donuts. It's still a great donut, and they still have excellent coffee. It's and there's average. There's no need to bash.
I can get
We can highlight others without bashing.
In an Entenmann's box. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Get better donuts in an Entenmann's box. It's but Beacon terrible. Donuts on the north side. But check out Racine Bakery on the south side of Chicago. Been around since the mid-80s. It's an old-school style bakery with a lot of Lithuanian and Polish goods. So that's actually one I definitely would enjoy checking out for sure.
Polish pierogies? Is that? Can I get a pierogi? Is that?
Ooh,
is that
I don't know. It's a bakery. They might have it there. I'm not entirely sure. But they got.
That's not really a bakery.
It's not
item.
A baker. No.
There's pastry involved.
Right.
That's bakery. So some different European delicacies, I guess you could say. So those are going to be my spots to go check out. Now Victoria, who's been to Chicago, I don't know. What did I miss?
I mean, you did okay, but yeah, there are a couple things that
you
did miss.
There was no mention of pizza or Italian bacon.
I know. A huge fail.
Okay, because Chicago pizza, overrated. Yeah. I'm not going to make people waste their time trying to eat Chicago deep dish.
We agree on that.
Okay, so I guess I love it. It does take too long. You have to go like way before you're even hungry or else you're just going to get mad.
Can I just say that if you can't fold the pizza, let's just not have it.
True. Yeah. I can get down.
Exactly.
I just
I'm not going to waste people's time telling them to go to different Chicago pizza places. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. Well, you forgot the art museum, the art institute out there, which is awesome. Yeah. And then, photo opportunity. You have to go see the bean. You have to take a picture at the bean.
We're not here for Instagram.
What is the bean?
Oh, everyone's here for Instagram. It's at the Millennium Park. And it's in downtown Chicago, and it's this huge, like, aluminum reflective bean. They call it the bean, and I have many a picture by this thing just to take it, just to have it. So, yeah. No, you have to do that, and then, of course, pizza. And you didn't mention the Miracle Mile, if you want to spend a whole bunch of money. But I window shop and walk off the pizza.
Window shopping is fine.
Yeah.
Window shopping is fine. By the there's no mention to go see... Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago.
Over the crossbar, and the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup.
June 19, 2006, but it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th anniversary wherever you get your podcast.
Nah, that's a fair point.
No mention of that.
Speaking of food, you should get a legit Chicago dog while you're out there because they're delicious.
Yes.
It's a hot dog, right?
It's a little above and beyond just your regular
old
hot dog.
Right, but the basis of it is a hot dog.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's hard to mess up a hot dog.
I know. Some people try, though.
Yeah, they put chili on it, which I don't understand.
I don't get down with that.
Sorry.
Yeah.
People do what they do.
Look, Dennis, I think you did fine.
I think I did okay.
Good
I was
job,
trying to get
Dennis.
People a little bit of off the beaten path.
There you go.
You know, for Chicago.
Well, we didn't
you
have
know,
a, we,
again. There's the stereotypical stuff.
We didn't have an underground crypt tour.
Mr. Gene, Navy Pier.
Right. We still didn't have an underground crypt tour. We were touring like graves underground last time
in Cincinnati. Yeah, exactly. Well, I guess Chicago doesn't have that. Yeah. Maybe they do. I just didn't find it.
No, all of their crypts are above ground.
Yes, Chicago. They are.
All right,
I know.
Enjoy
tomorrow,
another day. What do we have tomorrow? Kansas City, right?
Tomorrow we have Kansas City, but I know Victoria's got the Dunkin' Donuts coffee cup because it's actually being used for something good with all the cities. So Victoria wants to go ahead and pull for Monday.
All right, here we go.
Get a little teased.
Oh, look at that.
Here we go. And Chargers.
Oh, we're going back to Englewood.
We're going back to Englewood.
There we go.
Yes.
It's going to be an easy one to do.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent work, Dennis. I thank you very much. Go back to your comic books.
Thank you.
And your focaccia, which really did look very good.
I'm not going to lie. It actually turned out very well. I had some sweet peppers and onions and some cheddar cheese on top.
Look at you.
It's quite fantastic. Renaissance I'll bring you man. Some, Adam, maybe next time.
Thank you very much. I'll see
You're
you.
Welcome.
Bye, Dennis. All right. Okay.
Yeah, there you are.
That's she tried to sneak in an NFL city tour to Chicago without mentioning pizza or Italian beef.
How do you do that?
This is the Adam Gold Show.
Over the crossbar, and the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup.
June 19, 2006, but it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th Anniversary wherever you get your podcasts.